I had the opportunity to speak last year with Angela Giampolo, known as the Philly Gay Lawyer, talking about the triumphs in the legislative and legal arenas for the LGBT community. She joins me once again on a very different day. Angela, thanks for making time for us.
Absolutely, Dave. Thanks for having me.
We're not even 48 hours out. How would you assess the mood of this region's LGBT community?
I mean, honestly, I just got chills even now having to reflect on it. Everyone is still in shock and in disbelief throughout the day. I haven't done much today, and neither has my partner or most people that I know. We're just all still reeling from it. If you'd have asked me what mood I would have been on Gay Pride in Philadelphia, this is not what I thought I'd wake up to, the worst shooting, mass shooting ever in the history of the United States, targeted towards gay people.
Have you personally had the opportunity to, or know of friends who've visited Orlando and perhaps specifically this specific nightclub, The Pulse?
Yeah, I used to live in Florida. A lot of my friends, I lived in Sarasota, moved to Orlando to go to college and stayed and are gay and marked themselves safe that they were not there. Likewise, we have a athletic league here called Stonewall, and one of our members from the kickball team moved to Florida. He was shot. There's a GoFundMe for Angel. He, you know, looks like he'll make it, but needed blood. There's a good friend of mine who lost someone. Unfortunately, he just succumbed to his wounds a few hours ago. So as far away as Philadelphia, there's been a lot of connections here in Philadelphia with people that were wounded.
Angela, let's listen to this voice from the Orlando LGBT community, someone who is defiantly contending that the murder at the Pulse nightclub will make that community stronger.
Well, I can tell you right now that folks are flocking to the Parliament House, another famous gay club, people and allies who are there right now in solidarity.
Angela, do you feel that members of the LGBT community will in turn be flocking to clubs in Philadelphia and the region?
Absolutely, and not even just flocking to clubs. I've already registered Philadelphia as a float in Orlando Gay Pride, and I'm getting as many people who are interested in going down there and march with them and show Orlando that Philly is truly the city of brotherly love and sisterly affection. So not only will we be marching in their Gay Pride parade in October, but we'll be in the Gayborhood Strong tonight after the vigil at City Hall. And, you know, moving forward, this is Pride season. So every weekend there's a certain city celebrating Pride. And I think Orlando will be in everybody's minds as they march.
Angela, thanks so much for taking time on this day to appear on Newsworks tonight.
And thank you just for showcasing it.
That's Philadelphia lawyer and LGBT activist Angela Giampolo.